Hey, great statements. Who are you? I am righteous. Whoa, what? I am righteous? I just confessed my sins just a little while ago, right? Why? I'm righteous? I am righteous what? In Christ. In Christ, I am righteous before God. When God looks at me, when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sin, he sees Christ. If you're trusting in Christ alone for salvation. I am righteous in Christ before God. And my inheritance is what? Life eternal. Eternal life. What does Jesus say eternal life is? Eternal life is knowing God. If I am righteous in Christ before God, then I stand before God accepted, and therefore, does that continue for eternity? The answer is yes. So I'm righteous in Christ before God and inherit eternal life. Then the question asks, well, based on what? What is that? So are you a really good person and so you're righteous in Christ? The answer is no. What is the basis of right standing for God? Question 60 says, only by true faith in Jesus Christ. Notice the first thing, though, it's basically reviewing everything that we've covered so far in the catechism. What's the first part of the catechism? How great my sin and misery. The second, how I'm redeemed from all my sins and misery. And the third, how I'm to be thankful to God for such redemption. And so here it is bringing that together. Although my conscience accuses me that I have grievously sinned against all the commandments of God and have never kept any of them. That's a pretty broad statement, isn't it? Well, wait a second. I've never murdered anybody. Have you? I've never committed adultery. I've never stolen. Well, I can't say I've never stolen. I remember as a kid getting caught. But a lot of these Ten Commandments that we read, that's not my problem. But if you look at each of the commandments as God does, and he does what? Where does he start? When he examines us, he examines our heart. We may not have murdered anybody, but what is the wages of sin? The wages of sin is? So every time you sin, you commit self-murder. Right? So are you a murderer before God in Adam? Yes. But I'm righteous in Christ. Why? Because Christ paid the penalty on the cross. We're getting ready to celebrate the Lord's Supper, where Jesus, before he was crucified, pointed to what was going to happen to him for our sake. I am righteous in Christ, even though I find I'm prone always to all evil. Anybody not prone to sinning in your mind, in your heart? Again, my one of the most challenging scriptures is taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Can you do it? Can you maintain complete control of your mind and your thought life every moment of your life? Anybody here can do it? Please raise your hand if you can keep that control of your mind. If you try to do it, I think I lasted 20 seconds is the longest I've ever lasted. And even that, I think I fooled myself, right? Our mind just goes, phew! Well, at least mine does. And if the thoughts and the intent of the heart are only evil all the time, God says, oops, I. Is it good to acknowledge your sin? How else are you going to be forgiven, right? Confess your sin. Yet God, and actually another way of saying that, on the contrary, God, without any merit of mine. And when he says of mere grace, it's not grace is mere, but it's grace alone. Is grace earned? Do you earn the gift of God? If it's a gift, it's not earned, right? Of mere grace, God grants and imputes to me. He reckons to my account the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ. As if I had never committed nor had any sins and had myself accomplished all the obedience which Christ has fulfilled for me. Is that important?
Does God require perfect obedience every moment of your existence? You're a created servant of God. Is that his requirement? Perfect obedience. Can you fulfill that in yourself? If you think you can, we should talk after the service. No, we can't. But has Christ done so? Did he fulfill all the requirement of the law? And the answer is yes. Well, I seem to be kind of going over this again and again because it's here. This is the gospel. Christ has fulfilled for me. So what do I do? I accept such things, this gift, with a believing heart. So is it my faith that saves me? Is it the righteousness of my faith that I put God as a debtor, as some would teach? The answer is no. Not that I am acceptable to God on account of the worthiness of my faith, but where's the focus of my faith? On Jesus. His perfect satisfaction, his righteousness, his holiness are my righteousness before God. But yes, I do receive it by faith. But it's not earned or deserved. Some refer to it as the hand of faith, receiving and holding on to what God has given us. Amen?